Mitzitam means let's eat in one Native American dialect, so it's a good word to learn today. Mitzitam also happens to be the name of the cafe at Washington, D.C.'s National Museum of the American Indian. NPR's Netta Ulaby talked with chefs there about its Thanksgiving carryout menu.
Mitzitam's food is inspired by Native American ingredients. Think fire pit roasted salmon from the Pacific Northwest, buffalo chili from the plains. Sous chef Nate Ochter says the staff begins with tribal culinary traditions from all over the Americas and gives them a gourmet spin.
We do different mole sauces. So right now we have a vanilla and cinnamon mole with braised chicken, and then we have a citrus and sage mole for beef.
Yeah, we're always pushing the bar here.
Executive chef Bruce Barnes says the cafe first prepared an indigenous-inspired Thanksgiving meal just for museum staff. But the maple brine turkey with oyster stuffing proved so popular, Mitzitam offered it as a carryout 2 years ago. Now the cafe provides such fixings as scarlet runner bean salad, blue cornbread, and more.
In American lore, I mean, when you think about Thanksgiving, you think about the first Thanksgiving with the contributions that the Native Americans gave the first settlers. I think that just kind of adds a little bit of relevance to the takeout here.
Of course, this takeout is not easy to get your hands on unless you live around Washington, D.C. So Barnes and Ochter whipped up some savory apple pumpkin soup in the Mitzitam kitchen. The recipe's on NPR's website. It begins with hot oil and some onions.
And some turnips.
So right now you're stirring together the...
Stirring together the onions and the turnips, just getting a little caramelization on them. We just want to sweat the onions. Not too much color. The color comes into play where we roast the pumpkin and the squash in the oven and the apples in the oven as well.
You use crab apples.
Yeah, crab apples, yeah.
So tart.
They are. But, I mean, that acidity provides a nice balance with the richness of the different squashes that we use.
Those squashes could have been Blue Hubbard, calabasa, or turban. But for this soup, Ochter chose sweet pumpkin and buttercup.
Squash is a staple in Native American cooking. You got the three sisters, beans, corn, and squash.
Now, can you tell me, did the Native Americans actually eat pumpkin soup?
Actually, probably not.
Mitzitam executive chef Bruce Barnes says what they did do was roast squash whole in the fire and scoop out the luscious innards. Sous chef Nate Ochter went for a similar effect by pureeing the soup in a blender. The result is a thick, smooth, mustard-colored soup, brightened by specks of apple, sage, chervil, and thyme.
Keeping with the native foods, we're going to be finishing the soup with a little bit of hazelnut oil and then garnishing it with a little bit of a saguaro cactus seed on top.
These cactus seeds definitely have a sweet flavor to them.
Now, what are they? I've never seen these.
These are saguaro cactus seeds from the Tohono O'odham tribe in the southwest.
They're very similar in taste and texture to almost a poppy seed.
It is really fabulous. Wow.
We like to play with real products. And you'd be surprised that the people actually will come in here and will experiment and will eat these products.
Last time we had frog legs on the menu, we were selling about 50 pounds a week.
Apparently, woodland tribes are as keen on frog legs as the French. After Thanksgiving, Bruce Barnes has big plans for the South America part of the menu.
We're actually getting ready to experiment with cuyo.
Which
is a guinea pig. which is a staple of the people of Ecuador and of El Salvador and Peru. A lot of people have the reaction that you just had, but it's a main staple, a main ingredient that they use in their culture.
People come here and they may reach outside their safety zone and say, hey, I want to be a part of the past, I want to be a part of this tradition, I want to be a part of, and I want to see what it tastes like.
Yeah.
I like to think of myself as an open-minded eater, but I think I'm going to stick to the pumpkin soup. Leave the guinea pig.
The cuyo? Oh, my.
The Mitzitam Cafe at the National Museum of the American Indian is the only Zagat-rated cafe in the Smithsonian Institution. It's one of D.C.'s best-kept culinary secrets. Or it was. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.